Yeah, look, obviously it's a different format, one-day game. We're pretty happy the way we finished up the Test series. Obviously, we didn't bat well in the first innings of the first two Test matches. That's obvious. And that area was let us down badly. But besides that, I thought we fought well. And in the last Test match, had it not rained on the last day, we were a big chance of winning that game. So, you know, we've worked towards getting better and improving our performance, and that's what the boys did in the Test match. Now we're obviously moving into the one-day format and looking forward to that challenge. Well, I think his message was to just let people know that those great players are now finished and it's time for our younger players to stand up and become those great players. Kumar had a fantastic series, but we really need to get a couple of our younger players to really stand up and play well for us, and to be the next Sangakkara or Joe Wardner, etc. So I think he was, you know, in a way, using his experience just to send a message that we have to move on, and we need the whole team to play well, and we're looking for the next young, good cricketer to come forward. But we need to just basically start planning now for the next World Cup, which is in 3 years' time, three and a bit years' time. And it takes a lot of hard work to win a World Cup, and they've been there, thereabouts, for a number of years now. So we're just looking for a good, consistent performance. As Kumar said, we need to bring a couple of our younger players on, and in 3 years' time, they've got to be hitting their peak. Angelo Matthews has been a good cricketer, but he's got to go to the next level. And that's what we're looking for, is the players to, you know, become a better fielding side, become more consistent with our batting and bowling, and see if they can go the next step. He won't bowl in this series, no, but definitely looking in the next series against South Africa. He's on a program and going well, so hopefully he'll be back bowling. It's just we don't want to rush him. It's been an injury that's nagged, been there now for a number of years, and he's been sent to Australia and been looked at there, and the program's going well, so touch wood, he'll be right for our series in SA. Yeah, that's the way we look at it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just preparing now for the first game. And, you know, Pakistan are a very good cricket side, and we saw that in the test series. They've got a lot of talent, and they play with a lot of spirit, and they were pretty consistent in their performances. So, you know, they've always been a very good side. When they play well, they play really well. And we know that we have to play well to beat them in the one-day series. You know, I haven't had a really good look at the World Cup and that last game, but you know, we've had a good team meeting, and the boys spoke. They speak in their lingo quite a bit, so I'm a bit of a guessing game there. But no, they've had a good chat. We've had a good team meeting, and they've spoken about areas that they want to improve from that game, and that's what we'll be doing out in the middle, starting with training today. We like to think we've got the edge, but we've got to go out there and prove that. We all have our little chats before the series starts, but we believe that we're a very good one-day side. And as I said, you know, once the game arrives, that's when we've got to play good cricket. As I said, Pakistan are, yeah, good all-round side, but I think Sri Lanka are a very good side as well. So I think it's going to be a good contest. I'm really enjoying my job. The Sri Lankan team are a great bunch of lads, and they all work really hard. And you know, they've set their goals, long-term, short-term goals, and we're working towards reaching those goals. Coming here for my first tour away has been fantastic. We've been really well looked after by the Pakistan Cricket Board, and the conditions here have been fantastic, training facilities, the grounds. So the reason why I got back into it, because I love cricket. That's it, simple. On what he wrote on Crick Info, I only read the first couple of lines, that's it. I didn't read the rest. No, look, at the end of the day, that's, you know, it's just something that got written. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, we had a good chat about the power play. I think it comes down to just waiting and just seeing the situation of the game. It will be interesting, because there's a lot of cricket after the 40th over to be played. So I think you really need to just keep batting normally, and you know, you just sum up the situation at the time. You don't want to lose too many wickets going into the last 10 overs. So basically that's what the boys spoke about, is just waiting and, you know, see how the game goes. The two new balls, I think they last played the two new balls when I was playing, so I think it'll be good. We didn't have a drama with it when we were before, but again, the boys have spoken about it, and you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.